If hostilities do cease in Syria this weekend, it might allow the delivery of humanitarian aid. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians are in desperate need of such aid after months of aerial bombardment and siege warfare have laid waste to hospitals, schools and supply routes. But aid agencies say there's another reason they've not been able to gain access, not just the insecurity, but the tightening of anti-terror laws by the US government. The agencies are avoiding areas controlled by Islamic State for fear of being blacklisted by Washington, but also by the banks they use. Those are the conclusions of an investigation by the Thomson Reuters Foundation. Its investigative reporter, Tom Esselmont, is with me in the studio now. Tom, how many agencies were you able to contact to reach these conclusions?
Well, we sent a survey to 50 organisations. These are non-United Nations agencies working in northern Syria, mainly based in Turkey, to get their supplies of aid across the border. Not all of them responded. Around 20 or so did. And those that did left us with a very clear pattern of under the last 2 years, in the last 2 years, since Islamic State has properly taken root in Syria, they've found that a number of them have found that they've had to divert their humanitarian aid away from some areas where communities are affected by extremist groups because they are worried about flouting these US anti-terror laws. Terror laws which have been there for more than a decade, laws which have been there since 9/11, but which have been tightened recently and which affect banking mechanisms. And of course, that has an impact on how they can access their funds. And what they're really worried about is if they cut off aid to those areas, then those affected communities are more at risk of being radicalised by those very extremist groups like IS.
So these aid agencies very much aware, are they, of these anti-terror laws? And have those laws been enforced with any of the agencies? Have they been punished?
Well, if you look at Britain, for example, there are a number of British agencies which have been affected recently. There have been even the ombudsman in this country, the Charities Commission, has had to investigate a number of agencies for allegations of connections with or banking restrictions with in areas affected by terrorist or so-called terrorist groups. But I think what many people are worried about is the sanctions and the mechanisms which have come into force in the last few years with successive terror attacks in Europe and the United States. For example, the mechanism SWIFT, which is one of the most commonly used financial transfer mechanisms, is often is increasingly used as a means to scrutinise anyone who's doing business in an area that is affected by extremist groups, including these charities. And I think what all of these aid agencies agree is that these laws and these mechanisms are should be there, but they're being overly enforced.
And you've been able to speak to a number of people affected by these sanctions.
That's right. And we spoke to two of these charities, which said that their bank had frozen their account. One said that this was done by HSBC, the UK-based bank. Another said its account had been closed by a Turkish bank, a Guarantee Bank. But we also found that a common problem being faced by these agencies was one of Western Union, and three charities working out of Turkey said that they'd been unable to get their salaries paid to staff because Western Union was overly controlling, in their view, the payments that they were making, the transfers that they were making. And one person we spoke to, a Syrian aid worker, crosses the border from Syria into northern Turkey to collect his salary for the aid agency that he's working for. But he found, commonly, he was not able to access this money. Have a listen to what he had to say. We're not naming him for his own security.
When I'm trying to receive my salary through a bank transfer, many times it stopped, but it's returned back to the senders. This happened with many money transfer to Turkey, Western Union transfer or bank transfer. Not only about salaries, we are speaking about sometimes projects which is we are trying to do for Syrian people inside of Syria, especially in the northern parts of Syria.
So, Tom, an aid worker there seemingly being penalised by a bank. Have you spoken to the banks?
We have indeed. And Western Union said it maintains very strict controls to prevent the abuse of its services, particularly in designated high-risk areas. HSBC also said that it can't be specific about why it decides to close an account. It doesn't take these decisions lightly. And the same sort of comment from Guarantee Bank in Turkey, which said it doesn't intermediate any of these transactions which might be against international sanctions. I think the thing is that these banks, you know, they're so large and have such financial clout, they're not perhaps going to think twice about closing the account of a charity whose income is just a few $100 million.
Tom, very many thanks for that. That was Tom Esselmont, investigative reporter with the Thomson Reuters Foundation.